don't think it'll clean it up in Chicago. And keep in mind, Amanda, that, you know, violent crime, it bumped up a little bit last year. But, I mean, it's statistically half, basically, in many categories that it was back in the early 90s. Aggressive prosecution of convicted felons with weapons, many federal jurisdictions that do that now anyway. It does help the local prosecutor. But it's there's a limited amount of stuff in reality that the feds can do to directly reduce or help local jurisdictions as far as their local violent crime rate.
And Brad, we were talking about this on the air a little bit earlier this morning, trying to figure out exactly where everybody would go. If you create these really harsh penalties, where in the world would you put everybody as far as jails and prisons?
I mean, we already per capita have the highest lockup rate in the world. So I think you have to look at that. You also have to look at, he wants to push the prosecution of drug dealers, which, you know, no one disagrees with that. However, some of these sentences are so long that you reach diminishing returns. When people basically age out of crime, and, you know, you lock somebody up for 30 or 40 years, probably maybe depending on their age, the last half of that sentence, you're just keeping people locked up, which is expensive. So we do need to look at that. But, you know, he's pushing also private prisons again. I'm not sure what that's about, but that certainly would imply once more people locked up.
So back to the question in my lead-in, is there a racial bias in what he's proposing?
Well, I think, Amanda, you have to look at statistically who commits violence in this country. Now, clearly, folks other than African-Americans commit violent crime, but when you get down to felon in possession of firearms, I think there's going to be a much higher percentage statistically of African-Americans being prosecuted just because, unfortunately, for them, they fit that definition.
Brad, I know Sessions has also said he wants to hammer drug dealers, reverse what he sees as the recent trend towards less forceful prosecutions and lower sentences. Is that going to work?
It's clearly not going to work if he's talking about lower-level dealers, lower-level users. I mean, that's our problem. And we've got so many people locked up that have substance abuse addiction issues that, you know, I'm not saying there's an easy way to fix that, but we need to be much more open and forthright in community treatment programs to get people away from drugs, social interaction stuff with kids, high school and younger kids, you know, don't lecture them about they shouldn't use drugs, but teach them how to deal with people to better say no in their own mind, not just say no like Nancy Reagan did. And that's something else he wants to do. He's pushing abstinence, which, you know, just doesn't actually work as far as getting kids to stop using drugs.
And he's taking the focus off cybercrime. You know, we just had these two Russian hackers arrested and putting it onto violent crime. Is that where it needs to go, in your opinion?
The federal government needs to focus on cybercrime, Amanda. It is the biggest crime from a security standpoint, from a financial threat standpoint, from economics to stealing, you name it, being stolen from corporations across the country. I mean, it is an epidemic problem. You know, talking about violent crime, if you're the U.S. attorney, you know, you're sort of playing to an audience that I guess thinks violent crime is a big issue. But it doesn't play out if you're really looking at what are the big major issues facing this country as far as security and crime.